Now you can.
She thought I was going to start it too early for her.
He loves to do that when I'm like fixing something. So welcome to Denim and Pearls. My name is Dr. Michelle Maras.
And I'm Brian Swanson.
And we are Denim and Pearls. We are business casual.
With pearls of wisdom.
From the porch.
Wow. And our topic today is...
Apple... Oh.
Wrong one.
Sweet dreams are made of these.
Who am I to disagree?
I always hear disagree.
Disagree?
Yeah, disagree.
You know, there's like a lot of those songs out there like that where you just, you hear one thing and you sing it the same way for years and then you actually hear the reality of it and it's like, yeah, it makes more sense when I listen to it.
But the topic is sweet dreams. And what brought that on was?
I was actually watching America's Got Talent. Mm-hmm. I mean, we don't want to advertise or advocate for anything at this point, but hey. I was actually watching the show and they have a new type of show where everybody's coming back who did not win the show.
Who did not win first place.
So they're bringing back second, third, fourth places, whoever they think would be a fan favorite, whatever. And it was interesting. And that's what made me think of this, you know, think of this topic is they were interviewing everybody before they performed, as they always do. They show it because, you know, like, splice it all together, but there was quite a few of them that said when they lost, their world came to an end because they didn't win first place. Some of them, they drove on, they got better deals, they got this, they got that. Other ones actually quit for a while doing their stuff before they came back onto another show or did something else. And I just thought that was interesting because there's two ways to look at it. One, they were very accomplished
to make it
out of hundreds of thousands of people or tens of thousands of people to fourth place, third place, whatever it is. And then they got down on themselves because they didn't win first place.
Yeah.
So there's ways to look at it from the fact that they were very successful, but on the other hand, they felt that they were not successful. Mm-hmm. So the sweet dreams part of this is sometimes we shoot for goals and dreams and we have them and we don't quite make it there.
Well, and the thing is
what we do.
Well, we do. But the thing is that you even made it even in the running is amazing. That you got up to even try is a win. I mean, so that's the whole thing is with this scenario, they don't realize how much they did. How many times have you done that to yourself where you do, yeah, I started a business, but it's not multi-million and I've been doing this for 2 years and you get down on yourself. You're like, you started the business. You made it happen.
Yeah.
That's a win.
Well, I mean, I kind of want to keep towards the dream side. I mean, having a dream of having a multi-million dollar business is one thing, but having dreams to be successful, having dreams to...
What's successful?
Well, that depends on your definition of it. I mean, I'm going to give you the logical answer to it, but everybody's success is different.
Yes.
And I'm sure that you would agree with me on that. But when you're driving and you're thriving and you're striving and you're practicing and you're doing that one of the words that I hate in life is repetition, 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 practice, practice, practice. And then you'd get, it's kind of a letdown, I would think, that if you only get fourth place or if, you know, somebody stomped on your dream, if you will, no matter what it is, you know, maybe you have a dream to go to Italy.
Well, you're still alive, aren't you?
You got an opportunity to still do it, but who knows? Maybe something came along and the car broke down and had to use all the finances that you were planning on to go to Italy and now you have to fix the car.
And so you just start again. You already had a plan, so do it again.
So plans and dreams, two different things? Same thing?
Kind of the same thing in my book. A plan has an actual end point and points that you can accomplish to get to it. A dream is a flighty plan.
So 35,000 foot... No, that's not quite... not the right scenario.
No, but my thing is that everyone has dreams, right? But if you don't take action, then it will never become a plan. A dream is the beginning of a plan. The very, very tippy-tippy-top beginnings of a plan.
Okay.
That's it. So
I guess we're done.
So you have to have a plan.
We solved the world's problems today in 5 minutes.
Well, and the reason I wanted to talk about the sweet dreams part is I'm going towards more of the believing things, because sweet dreams, Martin Luther King Day is coming up now. And that's very huge for me because he's the reason I wanted to be a speaker in the first place. Because as a kid, I remember listening to the I Have a Dream speech and being so inspired by the fact that this one man had such a big dream that he shared with the world, and all the steps were happening even after his death. And so...
And still continue to
and
still,
yes. And even though the world looks chaotic and that things aren't going well, you have to understand in every path to anything that's great, there are pitfalls. And our entire country is in a pitfall and it's going to come back up. And so that's my dream, that it doesn't matter how bad it seems, the route seems, it's still going if you just keep going.
It's either sine or cosine.
Oh, yeah.
Up and down, up and down, up and down.
It's a sine wave, yeah.
Yeah, it's sine or cosine. I think most people call it a sine wave, but I mean, it's the it's ups a sine versus wave. The downs. Everything is like that.
It's a roller coaster of life.
Except for fashion. It goes in circles.
Yeah, because, yeah, the 70s are back.
Well, they've been back for a while. I don't think they ever actually left, to be honest with you. I mean, the bell bottoms did, but they came back pretty quick.
They came back fast, yeah.
But all the other stuff, the as long I don't know, a little bit of that freedom that came out of the 60s into the 70s.
Let's say all that stuff is back again.
Oh, yeah. But everything, and especially in that revolve, it runs in circles. And there's actually a gentleman, I can't remember his name, can't remember the book, but there's a book about that, on how everything in life travels in circles. Everything will come back around one day. So it just depends on how small the circle is.
You've got to spin me right round.
This is not the song from Dead or Alive.
No, but that's the thing is, what's your dream? What's your sweet dream? Make it a plan so that you can have it.
Yeah. Well, you talked about it before. It's kind of your point of bliss. Your point of happiness. That's what, you know, you dream to have something so that you can have that one feeling of bliss,
that joy. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's usually not an object, though most of us start that dream with some sort of object, like a big house,
because it's always the easiest thing. And
so you can visualize it. But like I said before, in one of our other podcasts, is what's the feeling you have when you see that object? That's really what you're after. And then that way, when you, let's say you don't get the 20 or 40 foot yacht, but you get that bliss that you have when you think of the 40-foot yacht, then you've got it.
Yeah.
It may not be a yacht. It may not come to fruition as a yacht, but it'll come out as something else.
Well, one of the things I think of is we were talking on a couple podcasts back was nonprofit organizations. They seem to have a goal in mind to help a veteran, to help animals, to help somebody, whatever it happens to be. And if your dream, I guess, is to save all the stray animals in the city, it's a pretty lofty goal, but it's I can't think of, I want to say precocious, and that is not the word I was looking for.
And I'm thinking it's like the analogy of, I think I've said it before, the analogy of saving starfish.
Yes.
Remember that one?
Yep, throwing one back.
Yeah, keep throwing the starfish back, and the man says, you do see billions of starfish, you know, on the beach. You can't save them all. And the kid picks up the starfish, throws one. He goes, mattered to that one. Picks up another one, mattered to that one. I may not get to all of them, but it mattered to the ones I did. So kind of think of that as your dream, as your plan. Is you may not hit the top thing that you wanted immediately, but think of all the little accomplishments. And we talked about that last night, actually, about celebrating the little things, because if we don't celebrate the little, we don't even realize we've gotten to the big. So celebrate the little.
Right. I love talking. That's one of my favorite topics, is, you know, celebrating the small things. And when we say this, we celebrate, even if it's in a small way, I should say. And I actually had somebody one time tell me that I constantly reward myself. I was like, what the heck are you talking about? Yeah, you'll work on something for so long on the computer, and once you accomplish a certain task,
yay,
then you go out and you take a break, take a smoke break, have a beer, whatever it is. And then when you're done, you come back and you do the next set of steps. So I'm constantly, you know, they were telling me I was constantly rewarding myself all the time. I'm like, no, I just needed a break. But if you really think about it, it's so simple things. Maybe it's going upstairs to get a cookie or whatever. I mean, you don't want to eat too many cookies, so don't take too many breaks. But those little things. And then I actually had a client that took about 6 years in the financial business, or I was in the finance, or still in the financial business, but I had a client that was, I mean, way overextended in debt, house, motor home, yada, yada, yada. I got, you know, I sat down with him, gave some tips and that, and he took it all to heart. And he, for three, four years, something like that, or 6 years, I don't remember.
Worked how long on it.
He drove for it. And his goal was to get debt free. And, you know, he did it. And then he turned around and I told him, I said, well, now that you've done that, celebrate. And I meant go out, take the wife to dinner, to go with the kids to Chuck E. Cheese, whatever. Right. Oh, no.
He does the whole thing as I'm going to Disneyland.
And he did go to Disneyland.
And it's like, and then you're back in debt again.
No, he's not. But
okay, good.
He done a lot of smart moves and was actually planning on the trip for his celebration.
See, that's a good celebration.
Oh, it was a great celebration. It just, but you know, it doesn't always have to be.
It doesn't have to be humongous.
No, you don't have to get a private jet somewhere just to celebrate.
But it would be fun.
Yes.
I'm working on that.
That's the next trip.
Mm-hmm. I'm working on that. So that's the whole thing is we're talking about sweet dreams. What's your sweet dream with your business, with your family? What is it? And what are you doing to get to it so that your dream isn't just a dream, that there's an actual end goal plan? And then what are the little mini steps in there that you can celebrate when you hit them?
And do you have anybody stopping you? What do you do if somebody tries to stop you?
It's probably you if you agree. No one can stop you unless stop you let me. Them.
I didn't do it.
I say, no one can stop you unless you let them stop you. So it's a choice to stop. So if it really means that much to you, if it's that important to you, don't stop.
Well, you just made me think of, I've got some friends out there that they're struggling mm-hmm. and they're struggling from month to month to pay rents and mm-hmm. different things like that. And they're looking to find ways to make money. And
wasn't that all of like us that. In our 20s and 30s?
I did. What?
Oh, you were in the military.
I was in the military. I was dual income. So
yeah, never mind.
So I don't know. I mean, I had that problem up. I actually never had that problem except for a very short time period in my life. Mm. There was one time when I actually mixed tequila and Kool-Aid and popcorn together. So the same thing, but tequila and Kool-Aid and then a bowl of popcorn was my dinner kind of thing because that was all that was in the house.
Oh, okay.
But that was for a very short time period. I mean, and then everything came back. I mean, I found my ways out. And that's like I always said, there's no way. I've done so much networking in this town over the years, for what, 15 years or whatever. If I was ever to have a problem and go, quote unquote, homeless, I would never starve. I'd find me a nice outfit and I'd go to every networking meeting in town. Because there's ones for breakfast, there's ones at lunch, and there's ones at dinner.
Good plan.
And it's free food in most cases.
Good plan.
You know, I gave a lot. Maybe I'll, you know, if I ever go broke, I'll take a lot.
Well, and actually, if you did do that, let's say you did lose everything and you had to go to all the networking meetings, you'd end up finding a job.
Exactly. This is probably true. So I'd be back in a position where it was like, oh, a very short period of time.
Yeah.
You know. But I think that's one of the thought processes a lot of the kids don't have these days, or the next generation doesn't have, is that drive, that motivation to solve the problem and move on. Now, I know some of those friends that I'm referring to in my head right now, they are trying. Mm-hmm. Okay. But that it never fails. It seems like the tire go flat on the car, and the next thing you know, they can't get to work. And the next thing you know,
yeah, it's just because they missed
one paycheck. Now they can't pay their rent, you know, and it's not funny. However, that's the kind of the scenario.
That's why I always snowballs. I tease you about give a mouse a cookie.
Mouse a cookie,
and
yes.
That's the kind of thing. It's like, this happened because I broke my tire, went flat. I don't have a car. I can't get to work on time. So I'm getting written up because I'm late for work. Yeah, I mean,
and then you can't get gas, so you can't make it to work. You can't afford gas.
Well, you can't afford the tire because you can't replace one tire. You have to replace two tires. Yeah, it's just I've been there, done that, got the t-shirt, and it's not fun, but it's survivable.
Now, I think most of the people listening to our show here, most of our friends out there, okay, I don't think they're in that position. They're just trying to make do or trying to make a go of what they've got, mm-hmm. what they have in their hands. But we all get stoppers in some way, shape, or form, whether it's in our personal life or whether it's in business.
And then it just depends on if you panic about it or you don't.
You know, I ran up across a situation when we first sold the comic book store. And when we sold the comic book store, I had some debt that I had to take care of. Well, I had all of this stuff. And I said, I'm going to take care of that debt and I'm going to take care of it as fast as I can. What I ended up doing, going to the flea market and selling things so that I could get enough money
to pay off the debt,
to pay off that little bit of debt that we had so that it was at zero and done, you know, but any other time I wouldn't have gone to the flea market.
Yeah. But you got to do,
it was a drive. We found a way.
Yeah. You've got to do what you got to do. Mm-hmm. Whereas I always thought, well, if worse comes to worst, we sell the house because the house is worth a hell of a lot more than it was when we bought it. I mean, we'll start from scratch if we have to, you know, that kind of thing. And so that's one of the things I'd love to say that when you're young, if you have any possibility of buying something that invests, that will grow, do it. Do it younger, as soon as you can. So instead of paying an apartment rent mm-hmm. that's $1,500, our mortgages are less than that, you know? So
well, I had that same conversation the other night. She was looking, this lady was looking for a basement apartment, basically, or looking at one, which was one of her choices. And she looks at it, it's like $1,500 for a basement. It's really nice, don't get me wrong. Yeah. But I looked at it and I says, have you thought about buying?
Yeah, at that point you can buy.
At $1,500 a month, you might as well buy.
Yeah, the interest rates aren't the best, but you can always refinance after that. That's
yeah, once they all come back down.
Yeah, but that's the whole thing about having sweet dreams. You got to dream. You got to think outside of your bubble, outside of your comfort zone and say, man, I really would love to do, and be a little bit of a dreamer. And, you know, people say, get your head out of the clouds. No.
Sorry if I didn't, you said clouds. Huh? Get your head out of the clouds. I thought you were going to say something else.
Oh, I don't say things like that. But yeah. Get your head out of the clouds. And it's like, wait a minute, but that's where you strive outside of your comfort zone. If you stay in your comfort zone and say, okay, well, I'll dream smaller and stay in my little box, you will never leave the box. And that's where your dreams are. They're outside of your box. So you've got to be outside of your comfort zone.
But isn't the box really inside the box? Or is it outside the box? It
depends on where you think.
There's actually a full joke on that one.
Oh, really?
Yeah, some comedian did a whole thing on it. He's one of those anime kind of comedians. If you know what anime is.
Of course, I know what that is.
But he goes around to Comic Cons and stuff like this, and one of his jokes is about being in the box. Are you really in the box, or are you outside the box,
or is it an illusion that
is it somebody else's box? So what the hell is in the box? So, but that's a whole other show, actually. But dreams,
you got to dream. And I've just heard so many people who are just so depressed, and you know, they're like, everything's going wrong. Well, if everything's going wrong right now, if you focus on the wrong, you'll only see the wrong. You've got to start focusing on the hopeful things of what could possibly be, or what do you need to do to make yourself move out of this place, mm-hmm. and then go do it one tiny step every day. And the next thing you know, you're going to look back and do, wow, I didn't even realize I was out of that slump. I was so busy, you know, looking at this other thing that was positive that I didn't even realize all the other things lined up and out of place.
Well, I think what really lines up with this is what we're doing the 1st of February.
Oh.
Because their conference is called what?
Becoming the Better You.
Ah, so transition.
Becoming the Better You. We will be in Houston with Becoming the Better You with Terrence Luffridge and Brenda Ringwood in Houston.
And Chuck, Coffee Cup Chuck.
And Coffee Cup Chuck, yes.
He's a great guy.
Yes. But we're going to be with that group out there in Houston, February 2nd through 3rd, actually. But we arrive on the 1st and we're doing an Amplifluence event so that we can celebrate their book, Becoming the Better You.
Right. Yep.
They have a collaboration.
And it's 2 through 4, not 2 and 3.
2 and 3.
Oh, no, because we leave on the 4th, isn't it?
Yeah, we leave
on the 2 4th. And 3. It's only 2 days.
Yeah, it's a 2-day conference.
It's a short one.
So if you're interested in going to that.
At a married.
Did you put the website up there?
Yep.
Comechangeyourlife.com?
Yep.
Okay.
It's scrolling across the bottom.
So if you're in Houston, or if you have the, you just want to come out to Houston, comechangeyourlife.com and register for the conference. It's a smaller conference. It's 2 days. Friday night, the 2nd, we are having it's twofold. So it starts from 9 to 5 and then it breaks for 2 hours. And then we meet again at 7 and it's more fun dancing and.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I'm speaking that night, but that's about it. What?
I just keep thinking of the hours that I get to play the DJ.
Oh, yeah. And somewhere in there you're speaking. Hopefully you're not speaking that night, but we'll find out. So
I guess I'll have to call Dad now and tell him that I'm coming to Houston.
Yeah, come join us. Come join us. Comechangeyourlife.com and then see us February 2nd and 3rd in Houston.
Yep. Maybe one of these days we got to do a Denim and Pearls on stage again.
Yeah.
One of these days.
One day. We'll make her on stage to do it.
Hey, there's an idea. I've been accused of that.
We've done it before.
We have.
Our very first one we did. But no, you have to have a dream. And with becoming the better you, that whole group if you see their stories in their book, it's about being in dark places and then having a dream and seeking it and finding your way out of whatever hole you're in to become the better you. And it's not I'm done. Stopped. No, it's constant change, constant growth, constant becoming the better you every day. Right. And I say it all the time, be the best version of you unapologetically every day.
The beauty of the people that are in this this conference and this event have seen some hard times and they've done some hard time. Mm-hmm. They've done all kinds of stuff like that, but they have become their better selves. Mm-hmm. And it's actually very encouraging. I don't have in my lifetime, I've never had those kind of issues of that kind of seriousness or anything, but it's also one of the, when you listen to them, it's one of those things that makes you think that one, I'm glad I didn't. And two, if they can overcome that, I can overcome anything else in the process.
What do you think my entire platform as a speaker is?
Living unapologetically.
It's you see bad things happen. But the big saying is if you find yourself in hell, don't stop. Mm-hmm. And these people from at the Becoming the Better You conference, that's exactly it. They found themselves in hell, mm-hmm. in a very dark place, and they found their way out. They found the light and kept going. And sometimes everyone around them said, you can't do this. It's in your blood. You're supposed to be here. And they do, no, I don't want to be here. And they did the things they had to do. And then they find a tribe where they're all working together, and it's a family affair, basically.
Well, I think their dreams changed as they got older, because a lot of these their problems were in their youth.
Yeah,
and we get that aha moment, and then our dreams begin.
Oh, they had a mental shift.
Uh huh. I was actually thinking about that the other day. There's somebody you should invite onto your show.
Okay. Okay.
But it's a complete mental shift of going, I shouldn't be doing what I'm doing. I've paid the price for what I did.
How do I get out of it?
Now, how do I move forward and not repeat?
And so think about what in your life, there are things that you have experienced where you're like, oh my God, I'm never going to make it out of here. And then you have. Mm-hmm. You've had many, many different instances. You've had many, many mental shifts. And so whatever you're in, know that it's already built in you to get out of things you thought you couldn't get out of. And now you just have something new that you have to figure out to get out of. It's mm-hmm. that simple and that complex at the same time.
Easy peasy.
So
lemon squeezy.
Sweet dreams are made of things. Who am I to disagree?
Okay. So in 2 weeks, we're going to Houston.
Yes.
Then I come back and I go to another one of those kind of conferences for youth mm-hmm. in, where am I going? Kansas. Topeka.
Topeka,
Kansas. It's a big event that they're doing with, what is it, up to 9,000 students?
I don't know. I'm not in that one.
It's crazy nuts.
I haven't been invited to that one yet.
I don't know why. Yeah. Hey, Brenda.
I'm sure I'll talk to them when I'm there.
Yeah, but that one, so I come back and we do that, and then we come back for what? 2 more weeks? 3 more weeks?
And then we go to Cutter.
Cutter.
Mm-hmm. And then, like, one of my big sweet dreams is I want a mastermind in Croatia. Outside of Croatia, I want a yacht. And so we are in June.
In July
of this year, we are taking our spouses and we're going on a yacht. And we're going to scope out all the places to go with the mastermind. So here's a sweet dream. I haven't invited anyone to the bigger one for my unapologetic mastermind, but this smaller one in July of this year, we'll plan it all out. I've handpicked a few people to come with us on this yacht because they will probably be speakers at the unapologetic mastermind. So that's a big sweet dream that's coming to fruition very quickly, but we had no idea what to do, and here it is.
So do I spend the week in a swimsuit again?
Like no, we come in and out. We come in and out. So we'll be on the yacht. We train for 4 hours, and then we stop and go inside and have lunch on, we dock.
Uh-huh.
And then we explore, and then we have dinner there.
Okay.
But we have a 5-star chef on the yacht.
Well, I'm just trying to see if I need to get my grass skirt out or anything like that for this trip.
It's Croatia.
I know nothing about Croatia.
Not a grass skirt.
My lay in grass skirt.
Yeah. There's a hot tub on the yacht, too. It's pretty sweet.
Oh, well.
So I can't wait to be able to share those pictures, but that's not going to happen until July. So you'll see all the pictures from all the events that we're going to until then. So follow us on denimandpearlslive.com.
Mm-hmm. Or on Facebook, or on Rumble, or on YouTube, or on all those other formats, podcast formats.
Sound good?
Even Spotify.
So what's your sweet dream? I want you to write it down and then find a plan for it, because no one should not have a dream. No one should not have a dream. So have a dream. Two double negatives.
So what's Denim and Pearl's dream?
Our dream?
What's our dream?
We will be on an international platform with TNC, the new channel out of the Philippines.
Oh, I didn't say it. I wasn't thinking
and,
that.
And then that's, we'll get picked
one.
Up.
That's the we'll little
one. We'll get picked
one.
Up by something else. And then we'll go on the road as Denim and Pearls.
On the road. Playing stadiums in a neighborhood near you.
Okay.
Of course, I'd probably want it inside.
Yeah, I don't want to be outside.
I don't like the sun.
It's freaking cold in Colorado right now.
I'm getting spoiled. I love comfort nowadays.
It's because we're getting old.
I guess. I mean, it used to be that we used to play outside in the snow, and it didn't matter. We'd be out there for hours and freeze our little tukuses off. Now it's like I'm out for 5 minutes to shovel, and I'm done, if I even do that.
And it's so cold in Colorado right now. I'm like, where can I buy a tropical home?
What was that island you went to? Maybe we can buy that island.
Palawan?
I don't know.
Tulum?
Tulum. Yeah, there you go.
Oh, that's not an island. It's the end of Mexico.
Oh.
But anyway, so we are digressing. We have a lot of sweet dreams, and we have plans in store. So you'll be with us on the ride, Don, 2024.
I was trying to formulate a dream, and all I could see was James Bond on a water jet ski.
We have jet ski on the yacht too. So
I'm seeing James Bond and then all the Bond girls following. Sweet dreams made of these.
I missed something.
Sweet dreams. Okay. I was trying to figure out of a great dream, and all I could think of was James Bond on a jet ski and all the girls behind him on jet skis.
So you would be James Bond?
Well, of course.
Oh, okay.
It's a bomb.
My big dream is I want to sing and dance with Hugh Jackman. Yeah, I would love to sing and dance with him. Okay, anything? Are we all good?
No, I'm just trying to think of, you know, bigger dreams. Sweet dreams. How many licks to get to the center of a lollipop? I don't know.
Chartered flights. No more airport lines. Yeah, that would be nice.
Oh, no. Yeah. I'm with you on that one. Anyhow. Okay.
I think we're done.
I think we're done. Probably think we're done too.
Yeah. Being that we're rambling like crazy at this point, that's what he gets for asking me.
Don't forget to like and share.
He asked me for the dreams for Denim and Pearls. That's what got me distracted. So anyways, like and share. Share this with a friend that you think or a loved one that you think needs to dream a little bit more. And go be the best version of you unapologetically every day. Build on that. And until next week, peace.
Peace. Oh, I got to find the ending button here.
Sweet dreams are made of these.